In today's market, every lead is even more valuable. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Take your first step today by calling 1-800-805-9328 or emailing sales@reversefocus.com. CFPB chief turns away agency funding. Heckam pitch needs refining, says celebrity attorney. It's time we see different insurance funds. And the Brits are tapping home equity at a record pace. You're listening to the 500th episode of Reverse Focus Weekly for January 22nd. Welcome back and thank you for joining us for this, our 500th episode of Reverse Focus Weekly. I am actually surprised myself when I began this series 9.5 years ago. That's right. 9.5 years ago in my master bedroom, that's where my first studio was, Reverse Focus Weekly was born. The idea of really creating a weekly podcast came to me in my career as a financial professional, driving from appointment to appointment. I listened to tech podcasts. So enough about that, and on to our first story. The CFPB chief has actually turned away funding from the Federal Reserve, which would fund the agency. Is he seeking to starve out the agency he was a critic of, or is he being fiscally responsible? The acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Mick Mulvaney, turned away funding for the second quarter of 2018 in a letter written to the Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen herself. Contrast this with a funding request made by the former director, Richard Cordray, who asked the Federal Reserve for $217+ million for the first quarter of fiscal year 2018. Mulvaney asked for zero in his first request as the acting director, and he said that the Bureau has a reserve fund of $177 million to be exact, and that would cover their second quarter expenses that are projected to be $145 million. Mulvaney said in his letter, simply put, I have been assured the funds currently in the Bureau fund are sufficient for the Bureau to carry out its statutory mandates for the next fiscal quarter while striving to be efficient, effective, and accountable, he wrote. Bob Massey, also known as Fox Business Network's The Property Man, says the reverse mortgage product is widely misunderstood and those who market it could use a dose of reality. We need to adjust our sales pitch. Massey has covered the home equity conversion mortgage on several occasions and he found much interest in his audience about topics that related to reverse mortgages. He said, this includes not just baby boomers, but also their children who want to understand how it works and how it affects them. The biggest thing I learned is how many people do not understand reverse mortgages as consumers. He also adds, one of the biggest things is how they present the product. He says many presentations were actually patronizing. The baby boomers may be even worse, he says, because we spend every dime we have. I think there is favor for the reverse mortgage, but you have to be able to make the consumer understand that this is something that is good for them. Consumers today are very educated. There is a lot to overcome. If you were to put this next story in the context of a relationship talk, it may go something like this. I think it's time we see different insurance funds. Carol Galante is among many housing experts who are calling for the reverse mortgage to be separated from the Federal Housing Administration's other loans. Her comments were made when she was speaking at an Urban Institute event held in Washington, D.C. The former FHA commissioner during 2011 through 14 said splitting the administration's capital reserves into two separate units, one for forward and reverse, is her recommendation. She also said to remove the Heckam program from the capital reserve calculation completely and added that the agency's core mission and focus should be to help first-time and lower-income homebuyers achieve their goal of home ownership. Now, actuarial reports are not helping the case of the industry. The most recent one showed a negative economic valuation of $14.5 billion for fiscal year 2017. And Galante is not alone. She is just one among many experts that have called for the fund to be separated to remove the Heckam from the FHA fund, including the Mortgage Bank Association's president, David Stevens, and our current HUD secretary, Ben Carson, who said, I think it's a very worthy thing to pursue during our hearing last year in October. I want to call your attention to a couple things that have gone largely unnoticed in the reverse mortgage community, despite being in the Reverse Mortgage Daily article. Galante had a couple other suggestions. One is to cap the max loan limit at 100% of the median home price in that specific region instead of the national lending limit, using smaller jurisdictions and zip codes or U.S. Census tracts based on a more accurate median figure. And she suggests, and this is the important one, that FHA have certain emergency powers, such as the temporary suspension of FHA insurance programs. Folks, what do you think she is referencing? Yes, the home equity conversion mortgage. I would say this is the most important development that we should be watching as industry professionals, as former and current FHA and HUD officials work to get the HECM program back on a sound financial footing. And in this week's last story, our cousins across the sea, the Brits, they're tapping their home equity at a record pace. In the United Kingdom, those over 55 released £3 billion in equity from their homes in 2017. That was a new record, according to findings from the retirement company Key Retirement, as reported in the Daily Mail. Equity release borrowers do not have to make monthly repayments, just like we have here in the States with the HECM. The debt is repaid upon the death of the borrower or if they go into a care home. The amount of older UK adults who have borrowed against their properties in 2017, it increased by 40% or more than £8 million of equity per day last year. One interesting point that came from the study, Dean Mirren of Key Retirement said, "Typically, we're finding that people do not tend to enter retirement with large amounts of debt, but it racks up once they finish working. That's because many people still live the lifestyles they did when they were working, even though they have less cash coming in." And that, folks, wraps up the 500th episode of Reverse Focus Weekly. Yes, over 9 years of broadcast. I want to thank each and every one of you, our loyal listeners, for helping making this a success. Don't forget to visit HECMworld.com for our latest breaking news, commentary, and analysis with videos and blog posts. And don't forget that you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.